From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 30th of June. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's announcement that anyone under 60 can receive the AstraZeneca vaccine has been met with opposition from one of Australia's top medical bodies. Previously, AstraZeneca was only available to those aged over 60. That's following advice from the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, known as ATAGI. Now, that advice was due to the risk of very rare but serious blood clots. The president of the Australian Medical Association has said their recommendation is still for people to follow the ATAGI advice and have the recommended vaccine when it's available. Around half of the Australian population is in lockdown right now as multiple states and territories battle rising COVID cases. Residents in Brisbane, Sydney, Darwin and Perth are all under stay-at-home orders. To sport now, and Ash Barty has won her first round match at Wimbledon, beating Carla Suarez Navarro in three sets. Now, Navarro had retired from tennis last year after being diagnosed with cancer, but she announced in April that she had recovered. She received a standing ovation from Barty and the crowd as she left the court.
How great to see Carla Suarez Navarro not just be back, but to be able to play at this kind of level, push Barty to a third set.
And she beat cancer, far tougher than any opponent you'll ever see on the court. And as you said, the Olympics representing Spain ahead, and then she'll be celebrated at the US Open as well.
That's a great reception. So, so happy for her.
Meanwhile, Serena Williams is out of Wimbledon. She had to retire hurt with an ankle injury just four games into her match. It's the first time in 20 appearances that Williams has bowed out in the first round of Wimbledon. In other news, a Picasso painting has been recovered by police in Greece almost a decade after it was stolen. The painting, which is called Head of a Woman, was stolen during an audacious heist at the National Gallery in 2012. A 49-year-old builder has just confessed to stealing the art and told police where to find the painting. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
A former Disney star in the US has been charged after allegedly sending pornographic photos to a 13-year-old girl. It's claimed Kyle Massey, who appeared on the show That's So Raven, sent numerous sexually explicit text messages, images and videos to the girl via Snapchat. He was due to appear in court on Monday but never showed up. And finally, Justin Bieber has pleaded with fans to stop waiting out the front of his New York apartment so they can take photos of him. Have a listen.
I hear you. This is my home, you know what I mean? This is where I live, and I don't appreciate you guys being here.
Fair enough, Biebs. And if you want news.com.au with fewer ads and member rewards, get news.com.au premium today at news.com.au/premium membership. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update in the afternoon.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.